This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Shantax.
There's a monster in my podcast.
If you want to quit smoking, if you get to do Shaggy, then I get to do Shantax.
Okay. I don't know what that is, though. So
it is a stop smoking medication that the main side effect that I know of is it gives you incredibly fucked up and vivid dreams.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah.
I've said this before, but I've always thought that it's kind of crazy that there isn't a medication that's the point of it.
Oh, to like give you dreams?
A recreational drug that just gives you weird dreams.
I think people are impatient.
Would you take like Mind Bender or whatever? You know, something like that, like whatever the drug would be called.
Yeah. I don't know. I really, so first off, it's hard to escape from dreams.
Yeah.
You know, like a bad nightmare will stick with you. I guess it's hard to escape from hallucinations too. Like I've definitely gotten way too high and wished I could end it. And waking up is not end it, but you know, just like, I don't want to be this high anymore.
Yeah.
But then just like, you can just wake up and you're fine. If you eat too many edibles, that's a multi-hour long journey. I forget where I was going.
Yeah. You've taken too many edibles before this. If you're taking this like Mind Bender drug or whatever, mm-hmm. You would need a monitor. Like you need like a spotter.
Oh, like an Eternal Sunshine thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like that Tim and Eric thing where it's like the thing where you can watch your friend sleep. You know, yep. Just a chair that allows you to like observe your friend's dreams after you put the dream cream on them.
Okay.
I guess it's dream cream is what we're talking about. Like Tim and Eric invented dream cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like gives you good dreams unless you get in your mouth and it's like extremely bad dreams. So, Shanta, the reason why we're stalling for time is because this is among the most boring of like the things.
Yeah. So remember when we talked about The Rock several times, not Dwayne Johnson, but like ROC.
Yeah.
KK in the USA. You just big ass birds, right?
Yeah, these are big. Well, they're like, yeah, they're horse, but they have horse heads.
Yes.
Like they're bird horses.
Mm-hmm.
Like elephant bird horses that are how you get to Azathoth. Like they are the Lovecraft bus.
So they can fly through space. They're sometimes used as steeds. And yes, I love the way that, so the entire phrasing of this, I think that this is one of the best paragraphs in the book probably. But just the way this is phrased, and they have been known to carry an unwary rider straight to the throne of Azathoth.
Yeah. Like, have been known to is some real good passive language. I've been known to do that a time or two. Yeehaw, get on the stand tag. It's me, Lovecraft. It's the old Azathoth town.
I just love the idea of like, take me to 5th Street and Sycamore, please.
And just like, this isn't right at all. Oh, this isn't right at all. Like, and you start hearing Cusack and it's just mad flautists. You know, like the mad flautists surrounding Azathoth. They're playing Muskrat Love. Jeez, Shantak.
Not again.
Yeah, I also like how they have a 25% chance to listen. Giving this thing stats is pretty funny to me. Like, not very good at it, but it can do it.
Oh yeah, no, if it wants to. It's a real jerk. It's a real callous lover.
That's why you end up going to Azathoth all the time, because you're like, you know, 5th and Main, and you have a 25% chance of them hearing you. And otherwise, like, did you just say 5th and Azathoth? Well, let's go. Buckle up.
Yeah. I love the sentence that it opens with. Shantax brood in cavernous holes, and their wings are encrusted with rime and nitra.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's great. And they're idiot horses.
No, of course.
So this is just like everything that Lovecraft even like says as an aside has to become a, you know, a monster.
Yeah.
Like these get one paragraph and it's just how in the dream quest, how they get to Azathoth.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go on something. So he just made up some syllables and stuff. And that's why there's this whole entrance for Tarnation and Houdini later, because everything Lovecraft says gets turned into an entry. Yeehaw.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.